Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Thursday, December 17th, 2020.
Bitcoin is still above 20K, up 4% from yesterday, where we reported at 22,500. Now, today, it's at 20,970, although over the course of the day, it actually spiked up to about 23,700, I think, was the peak. We'll have to go back and look at the charts to get a new peak. But the best thing I read today was that everyone who's ever bought Bitcoin is now in the black, regardless of where you bought it at. So everyone should be very happy about that. Ethereum is off just a little bit. So off a 0.25% to 642. Everything else is up. Dash is up 5% to 110. XRP is up 5% to 58 cents. It's been doing great off of the Flare news. We'll cover that in a later episode because it has been big news and a lot of people have been buying into XRP.
All right. Thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking and crypto for crypto and DeFi, gain loss reporting, and crypto invoicing. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. So up first, we have Coinbase. They're getting ready to go public. Today, they filed preliminary documents with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yeah, everyone knew this was going on. Everyone knew this was coming. We've talked about it a lot because that's the lens that I have viewed their the political decision to be non-political by Coinbase. I have viewed it through a lens of them going public. I am not at all surprised that they're filing to the Trump administration SEC. I'm not sure it makes much of a difference, to be honest. I think the people who handle the first tier of this really are not particularly political. And it's a relatively straightforward process. So this has been talked about for a while. You know, it certainly is not going to hurt the enormous amount of fees they're generating right now. And I think Coinbase does sit on a lot of crypto themselves. Like, I think that they actually have crypto that they themselves have held from over years of kind of taking fees in crypto and whatever it is. So between that, which is going to give them a war chest and everything else, great time to go public with kind of minimal dilution to all the investors. So this should be exciting. The confidential filing usually is a 6-month process. What will happen is this goes into a quiet period over the next several months, where they are not allowed to make any major public announcements. Seems like an interesting time to pick that, but maybe they were expecting crypto to keep on going nuts. So they wanted to go into a quiet period earlier rather than later. That would all kind of go into this. So, but yeah, super exciting. This would be one of this would be the first major IPO in the crypto space, right? Am I forgetting anyone?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, this would be the first major IPO. So there's been a few companies that have kind of like MicroStrategy is a public company that like backed into crypto, but this would be the first unicorn going public from the crypto space itself. Super exciting for everybody.
Yeah, great for the industry. All right, next, another flash loan attack. I feel like we talk about this all the time. So barely a week after Warp Finance went live, they were hit with a flash loan attack worth nearly $8 million.
Yep, this will continue to happen. It will continue happening. We talked about it yesterday. I mean, I really want to see more startups working on the issue of financial arbitrage security. There's a lot of companies that have worked over time on smart contract code level security, but what we're finding is that the code we haven't seen a good code level security attack for a while. I think the last one was the one against the Andrej, is the side project he was working on that someone hacked in and stole $15 million out of it. So we haven't seen a good contract level security hack for a while, but we're seeing these flash loan attacks over and over and over again. So, you know, there's probably a whole other business. Because the other side of this is that the people who do traditional security. Oh, that's super interesting. I hadn't thought about this too much, but the people who do traditional smart contract audits are usually cyber, like security experts and coders. Those people are really not super qualified to understand and approach these types of attacks. So there's probably going to be a whole new class of consultants and security researchers and auditors that pop up that do nothing but financial attack analysis to go along with that. So what I would want to see, in addition to more tooling around this, is probably going to see a couple of companies that come out with particularly economic attack reports and audits to go along with smart contract security audits.
All right. So Compound released a white paper today detailing its plans to create what they're calling Compound Chain, an application-specific blockchain that can help provide money market services across multiple networks.
Well, and in particular, central bank digital currencies. So what's, I mean, obviously what's going to end up happening is that CBDCs will tend to, I imagine they will have a place on Ethereum, even if they don't intend to. Like if the US were to launch an actual stable coin, someone would figure out how to do a cross-chain swap, and then they would create, you know, derivatives of that on Ethereum. So you would at least have a tracking coin of it. I kind of tend to think that a smart government would take a multi-chain approach to crypto, to a US central bank digital currency, CBDC. I would expect them to have a chain that is their own chain that is trustful, like that is not trustless. It is highly trustful, fully authorized, fully authenticated, run by known nodes. So they would have all the banks, the Federal Reserve, you know, all the different banks would run nodes, and each of them would have to be authenticated. They'd have certificates that do it. It would not be decentralized, would not be trustless, but it would be high speed. And you would need, in order to do that, you want to have all the same instruments we're building in DeFi. You want in those markets. You want to have loans. You want to have tracking. You want to have AMMs. Like everything you'd expect from DeFi, you would want to have on a central bank for a central bank digital currency. But by necessity, CBDCs will end up on their own chain. So we can expect to see lots and lots of companies coming out with specific chains just for CBDCs. Consensus obviously has Ethereum that they are using. You can do a non-mainnet Ethereum with sort of tweaked parameters that gives you some of those qualities. So with faster blocks and stuff like that. So this is a sense is in some ways it's Compound, which is super interesting, coming out and actually going up to compete with Consensus, but all in a roundabout way of saying that we need more chain support for off, totally separate off chain, you know, or side chains for CBDCs.
All right, next, the Seychelles, the longtime home of BitMEX, is starting to bend to U.S. pressure to KYC.
Yeah, and what is the least unexpected thing ever? I mean, this is exactly what happened during the online poker years. This is what happened with Liechtenstein and Malta in the during after the savings and loan crisis. I mean, there's, you know, it's this really great vision of having your own little country where you set your own laws and stuff like that. But if the U.S. decided to sanction the Seychelles or Cayman Islands or Malta, they would be in really deep doo-doo. It would not be a good situation for those countries. So, you know, whatever stance you as a country wants to take, you have to be under the assumption that you're going to be, you probably may face a possibility where you're being sanctioned. And it's not like you can turn around. It's not like there's two world powers out there. It's not like the Seychelles are going to turn around and be like, well, screw you, US, we're going to go hang out with China. Like China doesn't want the exact same thing. So none of the major superpowers or major hegemonies in the world want totally anonymous, you know, off the grid countries out there. So there's always going to be pressure on these countries to do it. You can get away with a lot of stuff, but we're just going to see more and more push towards this. Now, this is why, you know, DeFi is so important, though, because end of the day, you need on-ramp and off-ramp to a stable coin. And after that, nothing else really matters. And really, if you start getting paid, you know, I've gotten paid in stable coins, other people have gotten paid in stable coins. Like at some point, you actually can start to move away from hard currency altogether. So that's really where DeFi comes into place and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, we all know how Pat loves a crazy Bitcoin price prediction, but this time we have a crazy Bitcoin Cash prediction. So Kim.com is predicting Bitcoin Cash will hit $3,000 in 2021.
Yep. So that's up from about $321 today. So it's a 10x return on that. To go along with this, we also saw some predictions of Bitcoin hitting $400,000 today. So this was the CIO of asset management giant Guggenheim Investments saying that he thinks the Bitcoin could hit $400,000. So I love it. You know, Kim.com's stance on this was that he thinks that Bitcoin Cash has better utility than Bitcoin. I think that's a silly, and he's actually building out some of the new startup he's working on, the platform he's working on, he's going to actually enable for Bitcoin Cash. I think that's kind of a silly stance. You know, if I was to build a platform that I wanted to enable for cryptocurrency, I'd be building on Ethereum. I mean, that's what everyone's using. You look at like Polymarket's a great example. example. Awesome product built on Ethereum, works great. So I think Bitcoin Cash is not the future of that. So if he wanted to make a crazy price prediction, I would have gone after Ethereum instead of Bitcoin Cash. But Bitcoin Cash is it's a cool protocol, and I love a good price prediction. Let's all get there. 3K is not bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Have a good one.